So I don't really remember.
You remember the place when you were four?
Uh-huh. We called it a shass.
What was that like?
For all the rooms, as I remember it, they were in a straight row, just like a shotgun. And they called them, there was a street with those houses, and we called them a shotgun house.
What was the advantage of that?
I can't see any advantage other than it saved property. I imagine the lot was real narrow, and you just built the
range. How much land did you have?
I don't remember, other than a little narrow front. I remembered some steps. It was many steps to go up, or it seemed like many to me. And we'd play on the, it had a sidewalk. That was the city. And it was built up with a little wall, and I remember playing on that little wall and up those steps. And I suppose the lot was quite narrow, and the house was built straight back. More like tenement houses, I guess.
What were the rooms in it? Do you remember any of those?
No, I just remembered my living room. I don't remember any room other than that. Because I think I was about four. I remembered a birthday party and our pictures being made on those steps. And I remember going for walks with my brothers around the neighborhood and rolling a tire on the sidewalks, riding in the tire. And other than that, just a few little things are in my mind from that house.
Four, huh? How high are the ceilings in here?
I guess they're about 10, 8 or 9 or 10 feet tall.
What do you call this thing that goes out the roof that you burn wood in?
Oh, the fireplace.
And what's on top of the house?
The roof?
Yeah, but the hole in the bricks, what do you call that? What does Santa Claus come down?
Oh, the chimney. The chimney.
And what do you call this down here?
That's the fireplace.
Or, you know, where the
hearth.
What do you call those things in there, those gold...
Andirons.
What?
Andy irons
okay,
in the grate.
All right. What's that thing with the candles or?
I call it a mantelpiece. A mantelpiece we used to call.
What do you burn in there?
Oh, we burn logs and cross ties. Most anything.
Let's see. What do you use? Well, maybe you read this when you're just starting a fire. Suppose you're in out camping and you just start a fire. What are those little pieces of stuff you started with?
Little Kinman.
Or resinous wood.
I don't know what kind of wood.
In other words, sometimes they're real tiny and sometimes it's bigger. What's the name?
I just call it Kinman or chips.
Lightered, if you'd ever heard that.
Lighter knots.
They're nuts. Really?
Some trees have the real, I don't know whether it's a pine tree or what, they have little knots and it seems like it has like
hunting
time.
Yeah,
and
that's what it is.
And
call
they call it a light. That was a word that you'd hear people call children sometimes when they were teasing them. They'd say, get your lighted knot away from here. That'd mean they were high-headed.
What about that black stuff that gets in the chimney? What do you call that?
Soot.
And those white, let's see, sometimes when you burn a lot, what's left?
The ashes.
And what color is it? What color is it?
Gray and...